Early in December, we always wonder how we are going to get to Bethlehem this year, especially this year. But Bethlehem actually isn't a place that you get to. It is the place where God gets to you. Let us pray. Prepare us now, O Lord, for the grace that we will find in this sacrament by allowing us to truly hear your word and to find our place in the great sacred drama of the birth of salvation. Amen. Before long, many of us will start to travel for the holidays. Traveling over Christmas is always a hassle, but especially this year. Those who don't want to deal with the long lines at the airports will take to the highways, where they will deal with traffic and volatile weather, or they'll take to the trains, where they'll deal with crowding and inevitable delays. Doesn't matter what kind of transportation you choose, there is no easy way to get wherever you're going at Christmas. Parenthetically, this is one of the great perks of working for the church over the holidays. For over 20 years now, I've watched my friends slog through the holiday travels while I thanked God that I had a job here at church and I couldn't go anywhere. Year after year, I had the same phone call with my mother. I'm sorry, I have to work for Christmas. This gets me off the hook every year. But as one who has read the Christmas story a few times now, I realize that no one finds the Christmas miracle while staying at home for the holiday. Who are the characters in the Nativity story that actually make it to the manger? Well, of course, there's Joseph and Mary, who are traveling from Nazareth to Bethlehem. There are the shepherds, who are out at work, out in the fields, away from home, when the Christmas angel comes to them. Even the angels themselves have to leave their home in heaven in order to proclaim the good news that Christ is born. And there are, of course, the wise men, who are from a long, long way away and who get lost trying to find Bethlehem, but eventually make it there. The only thing, really, that everybody has in common who comes to worship before the birth of salvation in Jesus Christ is that they're away from home at the time. They're not in the right place. Place where they thought they would belong, the comfortable place. By contrast, who are the characters in the story that miss the miracle of God coming to be with us? Well, Caesar Augustus and Quirinius, the governor of Syria, they missed it. So did King Herod, even though he had heard that Christ was born. So did the priest and the scribes of Herod miss the miracle, even though they knew that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. And of course, so did the busy innkeeper, even though the miracle was occurring in his own backyard. They all missed it precisely because they stayed home. They stayed in the places where they were comfortable, easily distracted from the need for a miracle. It does not really matter if you know when Jesus Christ is going to be born, or if you know where he will be born, or if you know that this whole holiday is all about the birth of the Savior. What matters is if you see your salvation. According to the narrative, The only people who see the miracle are those who know that they are not in the right place. I'm not telling you that you have to physically leave home for Christmas. I'm saying that you have to leave behind the life that is comfortable, but you know is not really in the right place. I'm saying that the road to the manger is confession. For it is only as we confess the truth that not only are our lives not in the right place, but we can't get them there. Only then are we open to the forgiving grace of a Savior who has come to restore us to the right place. The only way you get to the right place is that the Savior takes you there. It's the only way. Who here feels that their life is in the right place? Who's got this worked out? What about your relationships? Are all your relationships in the right place? All of them? What about your career, your finances, your children? How about your relationship with God? Is that really in the right place? I ask these questions not to indict you, but to invite you to join the characters in the narrative who actually make it to the miracle. And the only ones who discover this miraculous gift of being brought to the right place are those who know how much they need a miracle to get there. Caesar and Quirinius and Herod and the innkeeper all missed the miracle precisely because they had settled for a place in life that was comfortable. Comfortable enough to distract them from the deep yearnings of their soul. And any place where you remain distracted from the soul's fundamental yearnings is always the wrong place to be. The only right place to be by the time Christmas gets here is on your knees in front of the manger, because that's your real home, your true home with God. Every other place is just a motel in a foreign land. Now, it may be a nice motel. You may actually have even bought it and lived in it for years. You may decorate it lovely for the holidays, fill it with presents, have lots of parties in it. But if it's a home that you're looking for, you're going to have to dig through all this comfort that you have accumulated to recover the restless soul, the soul that will remain restless until it finally finds its peace in Bethlehem. Thus, the best way to actually make it to the manger is to attend to the restlessness that comes from deep within, that says, this isn't quite the right place. That's your soul yearning to find its true home. So, and this is the best Christmas advice I have to give you. Do not insulate yourself from whatever it is that creates stress for you over the holidays. The thing that creates stress for you is the busyness of this season. Don't tell yourself now you're going to be calm all December, because you know that's not true. You've never been calm through all of December. You're not going to be this year. The season just doesn't allow that. Or the thing which creates stress for you is having to visit difficult family members or in-laws. Don't try to insulate yourself from these people just because they're obnoxious. If it's the traveling, if it's the Christmas cards, the parties, the shopping, whatever it is, don't hide your disdain for stress by telling yourself that you're too spiritual to do all that stuff. Because the stress is part of the story. It's how the story begins. The stress is an indicator that you are not in control of your life. You're not even in control of Christmas. Nobody controls Christmas. That's part of what it means. It means that you are in need of a Savior. And so don't be surprised if you're stressed. The stress is simply an invitation to worship. The point of Christmas is not to have a wonderful celebration. The point is to find the Savior. So if you really want to enter into the Christmas story this year, if you want to participate in the story of salvation, you've got to remember that this story begins with people who are stressed out of their minds. That's just the way the story goes. So don't be surprised if it's the way your story goes as the Holy Spirit engrafts you into this wonderful drama. The way Luke tells the story, Joseph was actually from Bethlehem, which was a sophisticated suburb around Jerusalem. But Joseph had been living up in a country village called Nazareth, where he had met Mary and gotten engaged to her. And now he had to go back home to Bethlehem for this registration, this census, which is probably a way of having to pay his taxes. And as he travels back home to Bethlehem, he's bringing his fiancée home with him. His fiancée who is pregnant. Very pregnant. I'm sure as they travel down the roads from the country to the sophisticated suburb, that Joseph and Mary were wondering how this was going to go in Bethlehem. But when they get there, the story tells us that there's no room for them, in spite of the fact that Joseph surely must have had some relatives living in Bethlehem. There was no room for Joseph and Mary. Perhaps it was because of this pregnancy thing. So the best that Joseph can do is to negotiate a barn in which Mary will give birth to her child. So don't try to tell Joseph about stress at the holidays. He knows all about a stressful holiday. And don't try to gloss over the untidy parts of your life this Christmas. Those untidy parts are the angels that are going to carry you to the Christ child. They are your invitation to enter the story, to take the road that will eventually lead you to the manger, where the Savior that you really now know you need, has come. The same thing is actually true with our approach to the stress of the world this Christmas. Some are asking, how are we ever going to get up for Christmas this year? The war in Afghanistan, the sagging economy, anthrax all over the city, the towers in New York still in rubble, Pentagon being reconstructed, and this Christmas, thousands of families will have their first Christmas without the loved ones who were killed in those places. So are we supposed to just forget about all of that for the next few weeks and go have a holiday? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Rather, the stress that society is feeling this Christmas, the stress is that which has put us on a journey away from the illusion that we'll be protected here in the city of Caesar. It is a way of discovering that we're not in the ordinary or the right place anymore. Whatever place this is, it's not a place where anybody feels at ease. Right. The question is, what will you do with the stress? Can you allow it to carry you all the way to the Savior you know you need? A few weeks ago, a woman in our church sent me a letter. And she said, this year it is harder than ever to get excited about Christmas. But this year, she said, it is easier than ever to get excited about the Christmas story. There it is. That's the point. This year, when we are now acutely aware that our lives and this world is not in the right place, this year, we now know that it is time to leave behind the homes we've built for ourselves, the lives we tried to construct all on our own, the lives that are clearly not in the right place, lives that have been displaced, that we might now be led by the Spirit to our true home with Father, Son, and Spirit. You see, the real miracle of Christmas is that even God became homeless in order to find you and offer you communion with Him. So this is your true family table. This is the place where you are always welcomed home. Almighty God, prevent us from rushing by the manger this year. Give us the courage of the Holy Spirit to confess that it is only as the Son is born in you in our lives that He can ever lead us back home to you, our true Father. Amen.